Hey, Fran, are you tired of being the chief everything officer in your business? Perhaps you've seen some success, like a lot of entrepreneurs that I meet, but you're finding yourself hustling to keep clients and cash flow coming in. Or maybe you feel like you're stuck on a revenue plateau and just don't know how to get past it. Been there myself. Or maybe you're just feeling maxed out and not sure how it's possible to either grow or scale your business without working more hours. Well, my friend, welcome to Get Out of the Weeds and Back in the Driver's Seat podcast series, where each day this week I'll be sharing strategies and mindset shifts so you can confidently step into your role as the true CEO of your business, the leader. So yesterday I talked about the all-important growth trap, and I left you with a four-step action plan where you can reclaim 4 to 8 hours of your precious time. And there's also some downloadable resources in the show notes, so don't forget to go there. Today, I'm going to talk about something I call the M myth, M like McDonald's. But it's why doing more isn't the answer. Wednesday, we're going to talk about 7 scaling mistakes to avoid. Thursday, there'll be what I call the scale sustainably, how to build your self-running engine. And while on Friday there is no episode release, I will be hosting a LinkedIn Live at noon Eastern where you can come on live with me and answer your questions on the spot. Now, I'm hoping you're using this super duper workbook that you can download at dianalidstone.com/notes. Then you can keep all your notes together, and there's a page for you to put your questions on the last page. All right, let's get going, because my guess is you want to stop wasting time, you want to grow your business to the next level easier, and you want to find that elusive freedom that so many business owners crave. Welcome to the Work Less, Profit More Business Podcast for business leaders who want to stop being this chief everything officer and build a self-running business engine that gives them the true freedom. Hi, I'm Diana Lidstone, business strategist known for my straight talk, no BS, and the simple business strategies and mindset shifts that help my clients grow and scale without hustle or burnout. So if you're a lawyer, financial advisor, real estate investor, accountant, or other business owner who feels trapped in the day-to-day running of your business, then welcome aboard. Let's build and grow your business so you can have the freedom you've always desired. Hey, Chief Everything Officer. Today, I want to share with you something that I call the M myth. That is capital M, like McDonald's. You see, the M myth is kind of like the E myth. And if you read that book by Michael Gerber, you know what that means. The M myth is kind of like the E myth, where Michael Gerber wrote about the entrepreneurial myth. And the M myth, just like the E myth, is a way for you to change your thinking about your business. The M myth is, in essence, the myth about doing more. The myth about doing more, which leads small business owners to constantly hustle and eventually burn out. You see, it's actually built in culturally. It's been so ingrained with us that we often don't even think about it. So let me take you to a networking event. You ask a colleague, "So how are things? How's business? How life?" And what have they answered? "Oh, it's busy." How many times has that happened to you? Or how many times have you answered that question exactly the same way? You see, I feel that in our culture, in our society, that too many of us wear this busyness as a badge of honor. I'll tell you right now, it's no badge of honor. You see, the M myth is based on the illusion that more is better. More activity, more busyness is better. More revenue is better. More sales are better. More staff, more team members are better. And that leads to small business owners, especially solopreneurs, working more hours, saying to themselves, maybe subconsciously, "If I just work harder, if I just work longer hours, I'll finally get the work done. If I just had more sales or more revenue, things in my business would be better. If I just had more team members, I get more time off and get more off my plate. If I just had more clients, if I just could close more deals, everything would be better." That's not true. It only leads to overwork and exhaustion. Buying into the M myth keeps you as the operator in your business. And what I mean by that is the doer of your business rather than the leader of your business. Buying into the M myth keeps you feeling maxed out. Buying into the M myth keeps you as the bottleneck in your business. Buying into the M myth keeps your calendar always full, your to-do list growing. And I recently heard someone say, buying into the M myth kind of feels like you're just herding cats or maybe kittens because they're the ones that really run about, right? Buying into the M myth keeps you from achieving the freedom that you, I know, want and truly deserve. How do I know? Well, my friend, I've been there. Now, I'm not going to go into it in any great length here, but if you want to hear about my backstory, then you can listen to episode 130. And it's called The Phone Call That Changed Everything. That episode is all about how when I had my retail store, I was forced to change how I did business. I could no longer be that chief everything officer, the person who did the bookkeeping, who did the buying, who did the selling, who did the returns, who did the phone calls to clients, the phone calls to suppliers, and even clean the toilets. I had to stop. And that was the start of Work Less, Profit More. Just a reminder, have you downloaded the workbook? It'll help you stay on track, and it's a place for your notes and questions so that you can ask me on Friday's LinkedIn Live. So if the M myth leads to hustle and ultimately exhaustion and burnout, then what is the answer to growing and scaling a sustainable and profitable business? Well, if you had pots and pots of money or the fairy godmother of money, you could throw more money at the problems, but that would be like hiring cowboys to herd those kittens. Yahoo! It would be chaos. And I believe the answer lies in a principle that I call do less, only better. And it's a total mindset shift. So do less, only better could be like this. Simplify your offers, have fewer offers, be the best at one core program, product, or service. Too many small business owners have multitudes of offers at different prices, etc. Do less, better. Another example would be to serve one narrow, specific niche and become a master at solving their problem. Do less, better. You can work fewer hours by focusing on work that's only in your zone of genius and letting the rest go by delegating. You can work fewer hours by focusing on growth activities versus maintenance activities that I discussed in the previous episode. You can let go of those strategies or tactics that are only bringing you mediocre results. And if that's in marketing, focus only on the tactics that bring you your very, very best clients and let go of the others. Doing less, only better also means letting go of those activities that bring you the best ROI, return on investment. Did you know that emails ROI is 4,200%? That's right, 4,200. And social media, my friends, is only 2%. By the way, you can grow and scale your business without social media. And if you're interested, check out my podcast episode number 56, where I talk about that. And the reason I say this is because I've had clients do exactly these things. I've had clients narrow their niche and watch their profits soar. I've had clients be re-energized and find joy in their business again when they only worked in their zone of genius. Letting go and doubling down, those are key things about doing less, only better. You see, entrepreneurs who earn 10 times more do not work 10 times harder. So as we're winding up this episode, here's your action steps. And I've outlined them again in the show notes for you. I'd love for you to check in with yourself. Are you buying into the M myth? Listen and watch how you talk about your work, how you talk about your business, how you talk about your life. Look at your agenda. Is it filled to the brim with appointments with no white space in it for you to actually take a breath and think? Is your to-do list growing by leaps and bounds instead of you being able to delegate and get some off your list? That's number one, check in with yourself. Number two is reevaluate both your agenda, your mindset, and your to-do list. Maybe write it on a big piece of paper and put it on your computer or your desk. Do less, only better. And three, for those of you who are big readers like myself and would like to find out more about Do Less Better, I highly recommend you read the book Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McKeown. So again, remember, entrepreneurs who earn 10 times more don't work 10 times harder. That's it for today, my friend. Don't forget to mark your calendar for Friday's LinkedIn Live. And tomorrow I'm going to talk about the mistakes that small business owners make when they decide they want to scale their business. I'll even share some personal stories in there, and maybe you'll recognize yourself in some of them. Thanks for listening to the Work Less, Profit More Business podcast, where you'll get tips, strategies, and resources to help you work less and profit more. Don't forget to head over to the show notes for the links to things I've mentioned that will help you get out of the weeds and back in the driver's seat. Talk to you tomorrow.